poll, most GOP voters say U.S. is worse off with current immigration inflow. By John Binder on September 27, 2022. A majority of Republican voters now say the current flow of legal and illegal immigration, where more than a million are added to the United States population annually, makes Americans worse off overall, a new poll finds. A YouGov poll reveals that 56% of registered Republicans said immigration is making the U.S. worse off, while less than 2 in 10 Republicans said immigration is making the U.S. better off. About 15% said immigration has no impact. Likewise, 62% of voters who supported former President Trump in the 2020 presidential election said immigration is making the U.S. worse off, while only 16% said the opposite. Conservatives, similarly, said by a 54% majority that immigration is worse for Americans than it is better for the M, and a plurality of 36% of rural voters said the same. Even among swing voters, attitudes are split as 32% said they are better off with immigration while 30% said they are worse off. Annually, the federal government awards permanent U.S. residency to about 1.2 million foreign nationals and temporary work visas to another million. In addition, President Joe Biden is adding roughly a million illegal aliens to the nation's population every year. Though Republican candidates have made illegal immigration a fixture of their campaigns, there has been little talk about legal immigration levels outside of GOP Senate candidates J.D. Vance in Ohio and Blake Masters in Arizona. Republicans avoiding the issue of legal immigration levels, along with the resulting cost of living hikes, is evident in House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy's RCA, Commitment to America plan, which includes mandatory E-Verify to eliminate illegal hiring by companies. The latest Rasmussen Report survey shows 82% of Republican voters back mandatory E-Verify. The same survey, though, also shows similar wide majorities for reductions to legal immigration across the board, which is closest to the number of new immigrants the government should be adding each year, fewer than 500,000, 750,000, 1 million, 1.5 million, or more than 1.5 million. Likely GOP voters were asked, to which 54% said they want fewer than 500,000 legal immigration admissions a year. Meanwhile, 74% of likely Republican voters said they want to see the process known as chain migration, whereby newly naturalized citizens can bring an unlimited number of foreign relatives to the U.S., eliminated entirely, and 72% said they want most white-collar legal immigration cut. The YouGov poll surveyed nearly 1,500 American adults from September 17 to September 20 and has a margin of error of plus/-2.9 percentage points. The Rasmussen Report survey included 1,250 likely U.S. voters from August 28 to September 1 and has a margin of error of plus/-3 percentage points. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.